Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Wellness Project. It has been some time since I've put up a video, and today I was thinking that we're exactly 35 days to the end of 2024. Just seems so unbelievable. This year has zipped right by. I am your host, Amy Clark. I am a Holy Fire 2 Reiki Master. I'm a teacher and practitioner as well. I'm owner and operator of Earthlight Energies. I am broadcasting today from the beautiful city of North Bay, Ontario, and today is November 26, 2024. Today's episode is called Transformational Healing. And just a note, I'll also be posting the audio of this video, this episode on our podcast, Ladies Number One Detective Agency, Clearing the Paranormal, which you can find on Spotify, Apple, and Google. I am really excited about today's episode as you're going to be able to meet four other amazing Holy Fire Reiki masters, and they're joining me today so we can share how we teamed up using our unique gifts, skills, and abilities to bring about some really deep transformational healing for some of our clients. Now that we have seen our clients move through this process and the transformation for them was life changing, and I will add permanent results were achieved. It just seemed to be the right time now to share. So the team consists of Janet, Lorianne, and Suzanne. So I'm going to ask you ladies to come on screen so that we can. You'll have to unmute yourselves. And Barb, you might as well join us too. And just click your videos on. Yay, there you all are. Welcome. So, thank you for coming. And I think at this point, it'd be nice if you could each just introduce yourself. Janet, if you want to start.
Hi, I'm Janet. I'm a spiritual consultant and a Holy Fire Reiki master too. And I love telling people what I see, and I love telling people where to go. But we have fun, we enjoy this, and I enjoy being able to help people.
Yes, and I will add to that Janet is my co-host on one of my co-hosts for Ladies Number One Detective Agency, where we have lots of fun and we'll br often break into song, but I don't think today we will. So we'll see. Lorianne, thank you, Janet. If you would like to tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I am a Holy Fire 2 Reiki master, and that's how I met these lovely ladies. I actually live a couple hours away from them, so it was quite synchronicitous that we ended up, I think, even meeting and developing the kind of rapport we have, and now finally working together in this really unique setting. I have been doing hypnotherapy and Hypno-Reiki is another thing that I'm working on. So very exciting times for sure. And I'm learning lots from everyone.
Thank you very much, Lorianne and Suzanne.
Hi, I'm Suzanne. I was a social worker actually for over 20 years, working with children, teenagers, and adults dealing with all different types of trauma. And then I became a Holy Fire Reiki master. And the past couple of years, I've been studying astrology and now doing astrology reports and astrology readings. I'm partly with this group, which I am very grateful for.
Yes, thank you, Suzanne. And now the reason we're all here is we want to talk to Barb. So Barb came to me, wanting to have some more Reiki sessions. And as she filled me in on what was happening with her, I said, I don't think it's actually me that you want, but you've given me just this amazing idea. So Barb, maybe if you could just introduce yourself to everybody today, and then we'll talk a little bit about why what we all did.
All right. Hello, everybody. I'm Barb Navol, and I'm a Reiki master since November 2021. And My life has really transformed since then. It's been a great journey, and just learning a lot on my journey about myself.
Yes. So when you came to see me, you had already done a considerable amount of work on yourself, and you know, we tried different there were some different courses and stuff that you took, and with each one you just saw yourself advance more and more and more, and then you just kind of hit this plateau. And when you started, like I said, started talking about what you were experiencing, then I thought, you know what, Lorianne, with her hypnotherapy, she would be the best person to help you on this next part of your journey. And then I started thinking about how each of us have something different to bring to the table. I had a supporting role, just if you needed Reiki, Janet with her spiritual consultations, and Suzanne with her astrology. Especially the astrology was so interesting, how everything all tied in. So maybe now what we could do is just talk about how, you know, we brought everybody together, and then we started this whole consultation process at the beginning just to see if this was going to all work. We listened to what you had to say, Barb, and then we went from there. So Janet, maybe you could just talk a little bit about your role as part of Barb's journey.
Well, my role basically was to tell her what I saw, what was happening, and what Spirit's guiding me to tell her what's going on, and the places where she's blocked, or what things that she could do to help her. And I did the before, and she did all the work. Like, it was just amazing from the beginning to the end, because I just saw how she opened up more and more and more, and she flew through this. I'm telling you, she blew my socks off. Her progression was fantastic.
Yes.
And when you really want something and you're willing to work for it, and you have people that are saying, well, I know a little bit about this and I know a little bit about that, and we all get together to help that one person, and that person goes, okay, let me try this, let me try that, opens up her mind, opens up her heart, and bam, it was fantastic. So from the beginning to the end, I have to say, you did fantastic. You would be my number one pupil. If I was your teacher, you would be my number one pupil.
Thank you.
Oh, and Suzanne, you brought something so unique to the whole process. If you want to talk a little bit about the work you did and any insights that you could share that really helped Barb kind of pinpoint where she was and where to go.
Well, I did Barb's astrology chart report, which basically shows where all the planets were at the time of her birth and in what signs they're in and the kind of energy that Barb holds. And Barb is an extremely sensitive, intuitive, thoughtful person. And if you just look at her face, you can see that it's just literally, you know, her face is so bright and beautiful, and her smile is so joyful. And, you know, that it that energy just comes through in the chart. And what I love about astrology is it really shows people's strengths and how they can use it for themselves and their relationships and the world. And with Barb, and especially in the times that we're in and the times that are changing, her her great strength of sensitivity is going to be really needed moving forward. And I know she's using this now in her new career. And yeah, and so the chart validated it. And what's interesting too is, like, when Janet talks about certain things, or you, Aimee, about the Reiki, and Lorianne about the hypnotherapy, it's, I could see it in the chart, which is really neat. And when certain planets are transiting around certain areas in the chart, it just, you know, the person feels that energy, which is fascinating. It's like, you know, just even the call to do this type of work, it usually shows in the person's chart somewhere. And yeah, so it's really neat.
Yeah, and it was just like, that was interesting too, because it was all there, like just the timing of it. So it was like she reached this plateau while it was right there in her chart. And there were some real insights that I think for Barb, it was like, oh, now that makes sense. I thought I was going crazy because this is happening. And why is this happening? And, you know, like there's lots of other things that you can do to try to, I don't want to say fix the situation, but, you know, to deal with whatever it is in front of you. But if you don't have a clue where the root of that is, it makes it, you're just kind of going around blind, trying to make sense of it and trying to find the right path forward. So those astrological charts brought so much clarity, and it really helped Janet, because it helped me, and I know it helped Lorianne as well. So speaking of which, anything else, Suzanne, that you wanted to add?
No, that's it.
Okay,
thank you. I know, same what Janet said, that Barb has worked really hard, and it shows. She's very her she's just so bright.
Yeah.
Number one student, right?
Number one student. So then, Lorianne, you were the main key player in all of this as far as helping come up with the plan. So we all had a meeting with Barb. She brought forward what she felt that she was, you know, up against, what her goals were, what she wanted to achieve. And you took all of that information as, you know, simplified it, assimilated it, and then you came up with a healing plan for her. So I wondered if you could talk about that.
Sure. The information from Janet and Suzanne and Aimee, and of course the key information coming from Barb, we talked a lot together and came up with her goals and what she thought was a priority in terms of her healing. Some of that was looking at, you know, some of the blocks and some of the things that her chart and Janet had identified. Also where she wanted to go and what she was feeling in the moment. And talking about number one student, we had our session, was it Wednesday night? I think. And Friday I touched base with her and she goes, oh my gosh, it worked. I was at work and I was like, wow, incredible. Your mind is so incredible, Barb. And I knew then too that we were on the right track, so it was great. Yeah.
And all together, Lorianne, how many sessions did you do with Barb other than the initial consultation?
Three.
So look how fast it is. So fast. And it's all this stuff that's plugged up in here, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's some energetic stuff as well, but so Barb, anything else, Lorianne, that you wanted to add to what you were adding to the process other than you gave her some really good tools and resources. Did you want to chat about that briefly?
Essentially,
in general, if that feels better.
When you are looking at hypnotherapy, there's always, you know, coping mechanisms, some tools, some scenarios that she could draw upon when she was in certain situations. And recalling those. And once you tap into your subconscious, it wants to heal and it wants to protect you and it wants to do what's best for you. So you've got like a really super best friend right there. And your connection, like I said, it was, we did it. And then you went, okay, got it. Moved on to the next thing. It was incredible. Really was.
Thank you. So now we're going to bring the star on here. So Barb, if you can, you can share as much or as little about what brought you to the whole situation and the process, how you felt after, whatever you wish to share.
Okay, thank you. In July, I was feeling a lot of, I guess, negative vibrations. And on top of that, I started a new position at work. And I just felt I needed to get my mind, you know, in the right space. I was lacking confidence. So I went and seen MA and went for a session. And we decided, I asked for focused sessions. And she felt that she could help me so much and the rest. And that's when she pulled in Suzanne, Lorianne, and Janet. Because what I was experiencing was doubt. And then I wanted my health to come back on track. My health was really not good. I wasn't sleeping well. I wasn't eating properly. I had no energy. I was to the point where I didn't even want to go to work. I wanted to, like, I looked for every excuse to stay away from work. And I had requested to work from home for like 2 months, but I only ended up like 3 weeks at working at home because I started doing my my healing journey through this transformational healing. And the sessions with Lorianne really, really helped me. I was never hypnotized before and it was new to me, and it was a good decision to do that. In the sessions, after each session, I practiced, you know, what we went through, did the unblocking, and called in my inner child because I needed to work with my inner child as well. And also learned how to grasp at building my confidence again for work. And we did this one exercise and it really, really helped me a lot because it really helped me gain back my confidence. I went through a session, a situation at work where my boss put me on the spot to present to these people. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm not ready. Then I remembered the little exercise we did, and I did it at my desk in front of my laptop. And wow, what a difference. I just said what I had to say, and I went through everything really, really well. Ever since the all the sessions I had, my confidence is really, really good again. I'm sleeping well. I'm eating well. I've lost 15 pounds. Yeah. I have no more brain fog, I find. And I have energy, and every morning I get up, I'm happy to get up. I'm happy to go to work. I'm happy to do my job. Mm-hmm. I'm just happy all around. It was such an amazing, amazing healing journey for me. And with all the work that doing my birth chart too with Suzanne really enlightened me on where I was at the time, you know, and it just gave me that spark, I guess you would call it. But it's just I can't explain it enough how I feel so good every day, and I'm so grateful. And it's just like I am living in my true authentic self, and that's the level I needed to be at to move forward. And you know, completing this journey has just been such a rewarding time for me, and I just thank all of you for helping me through this, and it's been so good. Really, really good. I'm just like,
well,
so happy.
We are so grateful that you allowed us to do this and just try it out, because I mean, I could have just sent you to Lorianne, which would have been, I'm sure, just as effective. But I feel that, you know, all the pieces that we brought in not only helped Lorianne, it helped you. And the other piece of this that I wanted to add is that on the spiritual side, you had already done all that work and you were so confident and so in your spiritual power. It just seemed a bit of a paradox or quandary that you were all of a sudden not experiencing it as the human you in your everyday life. So, you know, tying all those pieces together of the spiritual side and then your human, you know, what you have to do as a human every day, marrying those together has just, what I see now is that you are so strong because you're rooted now in both those aspects and you're able to integrate them and carry them forward. So, and would you
thank you for trusting us?
Yeah.
That was awesome. Like, that just made me feel good to know that you had enough faith in us to know that us working together would help make a bit of a difference.
Yeah.
You know, so thank you for that.
You're welcome. And I know too, you know, everybody always talks about, you know, working through their shadows and stuff like that. And it's like, it goes deeper than that, you know, and it's like, you really have to do the work in order to accomplish your goals and the parts of you that need to be healed. It's easy just to say, but it's you have to do the work yourself and trust the people that you are working with, and also just trusting spirit and everything. And that's where I really laid my trust in spirit that I needed this help.
And I think that's pretty key what you said too, Barb, is that you weren't expecting us to do it for you. You knew that it's something you had to do, but you just needed some tools and some guideposts and information to process so that you could take on that job of doing that. So, and you did. And that makes all the difference in the world. I see that all the time with clients, the ones that want some external thing to fix them. You know, it takes a much longer process, and sometimes they are at it for years and they don't get it because they don't realize that the healing it's you that has to do that. I mean, it's great to have outside information and resources, but it's you that has to do it. So,
yeah. You know, the person that's seeking to help you, you really have to use those tools. You got to keep using those tools and keep doing it every day. I haven't had any, you know, temptations to slip back into whatever, because I just keep remembering what I was taught and the tools I was given. And then I practice them every day, right? So that really helps a lot.
Well, and that was going to be one of my questions too, is like, do you feel like this is permanently now ingrained in you that, yeah, we still, and I mean, every day there's still stuff that I do every day because it's just part of our practice. But do you feel that this is permanent now, that no matter what the situation, you may get into new situations or a new job, and you might feel a bit uncertain at first, but do you feel like if you're faced with that, you can handle that in a much different way now? It's more permanent, would you say?
Absolutely. Because that tools I've been giving is like, that's what I look forward to, even with challenges. You know, I'll have challenges at work or whatever, but I always remember in the back of my mind, okay, do your little exercise or whatever, you know, when you'll get through it. And I had to do that today, actually, this morning, before my meeting, you know, because things were kind of going a little bit crazy. So I just, you know, did my 12-day shield, and I did a little bit of self-recce. And then I also did the tool that Lorianne gave me, and I sat there, and away I went after, and I was fine, you know. And it's just a matter of keep using it all the time, you know, and I know everything that I face coming in the future, I will have that tool to help me through it. And it's permanent. I feel it in my spirit that it's permanent. There's no going back.
Good girl. Glad.
Yeah.
Awesome. Good.
Anybody jump in if anybody else has any other questions for Barb, or if you have any other things you want to share about the process that we went through.
Just think it was a fun little thing to do to try and see if, working together, how much it would actually make a difference in one person's life, right? How it could, if everybody's willing and everybody gives a little bit of insight here and there, how it can work in a really magical way, if you think about that. Because we're all magical, right?
We are
Yeah.
elves and fairies and gnomes and
Exactly.
I don't think there's a song about that.
Onomio, onomio.
What about for you, Lorianne, going like because you had just started in hypnotherapy, and I knew you that you had been doing a bit of work with people before, and now you're working with we brought you in as a team. So how did you feel like this process worked for you?
Well, I felt very honored that you trusted me, Barb, and MA and Suzanne and Janet to help with this process. I think that we're all made up of many different aspects, and a team approach makes a lot of sense to me because I don't think any one solution is going to be the only solution. And I think we're always stronger with more people and more support around us, just as in this human body that we have. So it made a lot of sense, and I felt like it was a bit of a challenge because, as you said, it was a relatively new thing for me. But it's certainly working with Barb and seeing the results, it truly, just makes it that much stronger in me to want to help people and want to continue to pursue this line of work. And actually, it's not really work, but
So much
this
fun.
way it's this line, this service. Yes. So thank you very much, everyone. It's great. And look at the smile on her face. Gosh, she's glowing, eh?
I know, she just every time I
Oh my
see her, she's
gosh.
just like that too.
Yeah,
Yeah, and it was, and the thing is, we did this as when we got together to talk to Barb, we did it through the Zoom platform. And Lorianne, you came up to do a couple of sessions with Barb, but then the rest were done through virtual. And I think that's what's so great. And Suzanne, you were able to do your chart, share your chart, and then be able to talk to Barb on your own, but also share within the group as well. Did you have anything else you wanted to add as far as the process goes?
Well, I think it's nice how we start all together and meet all together and kind of, it's a nice way to initiate the whole process, I think, with each part of what we do. And then in the middle, it's like we all get more detailed and really get into the work with Barb. And then we meet at the end again to do a summation of how everything went. And and I think I like that whole setup, that whole process. Yeah.
It was
So.
great. It was so much. It was a lot of fun. I know Barb, you had to do all the hard work. But we got to watch you go through that journey, and it was amazing to see. And it just, to me, it just brings so much hope that, no matter what people are going through, what trauma, situations in their life, there is ways to get beyond that and be happy and joyful every single day. So, anyways, this concludes our episode. I want to thank you, lovely ladies, for joining us. And thank you, Barb, for agreeing to share your story. So, good night, everybody. I'm just going to